Chapter 49. Chief Pruitt placed the newly signed baseball card back in its clear plastic case and put the case back in his drawer. He exchanged the card and case for a file.
"I saw you play back in the day when I was stationed in New Mexico," Pruitt said, still holding the file in his hand. "When Scott here came to me with what was going on and mentioned your name, I Googled you. Couldn't believe you were that Jesse Stone. You had a hell of an arm there, a hell of an arm. Seems to me you could hit a little, too."
"Once," Jesse said, "once, a lifetime ago." Before sitting back down, Pruitt handed the file to Kahan. Pruitt was no fool. He had ruffled Kahan's feathers, but he didn't want to push things too far. He knew that he couldn't afford to make an enemy of Hale Hunsicker. So as Kahan scanned the files, Pruitt spoke to Jesse.
"Seems your Mr. Peepers is a smart fella. He didn't get catering jobs with the firms that had been hired by the Hunsickers to work their parties. No, sir. Would have been too easy for him to be tracked down that way. First place we would look. What he did instead was get jobs at other area caterers whose employees work for several companies. That gave him access to people who would work the Hunsicker parties and who had worked Hunsicker parties previously. He also worked catering jobs at all the venues at which the wedding week celebrations had to be held, including the main event at the Vineland Park Country Club."
Jesse made a face. "No one said he wasn't smart. What's in the file?"
"Interviews with the catering employees who worked with Peepers, some of whom he befriended. Transcripts of conversations they remembered having with him.
Interviews with his supervisors at the three companies Peepers worked for."
"Anything worthwhile?" Jesse asked.
"Not much we got out of it, but the way I figure it, you might see something we don't."
Kahan laughed a quiet laugh as he read.
"I read those reports, Kahan," Pruitt said, "and I don't recall much to laugh about. Would you all care to share it with Chief Stone and myself? If you don't mind, I mean."
"Okay, Jed, enough with the aw shucks routine. You don't like me. You resent Hale throwing his weight around. I get it. What I'm laughing at is the aliases Peepers used at the three jobs he worked. Luther Fish, Jesse Simpson, and Gino Stone. See what I find funny, Stone?"
Jesse smiled a crooked half-smile. Pruitt wasn't smiling. He had his pride and didn't like not being in on the joke.
"Peepers mixed up the three names of the men whom he blames for getting him shot and for interfering with his business. That's what this is all about. Luther Simpson is one of my officers, the one who actually shot Peepers in the shoulder. Simpson got gut shot for that."
Jesse held the tips of his right thumb and index fingers close. He came this close to dying. "Gino Fish was a mob boss in Boston who had arranged for me to meet with Peepers."
"Was a mob boss?" Pruitt said.
"Dead. He killed himself."
Pruitt was confused.
"Suicide? Why?"
"Peepers had just stabbed Fish's lover and receptionist through the heart and slit his throat. Fish knew the fate that awaited him if Peepers had gotten him out of the office. Fish killed himself to save himself from a slow and horrible death."
"Jeez."
"Chief," Jesse said, "I know you've taken this seriously, but I think now you can understand why Peepers is so worrisome. He isn't like anyone any of us have ever dealt with. I worked robbery homicide in L.A. for 10 years, and none of the perps I ever dealt with was a match for Peepers. He's part serial killer, part assassin, part terrorist, and he's invisible."
"But is he even alive?" Pruitt asked. "We're a well-funded department, Jesse, but I can't afford to expend lots of resources chasing a ghost around Dallas. Kahan here filled me in on what happened in Paradise. Says you found his weapon and that the man in the car that exploded matched Peeper's general description."
"I understand, Chief," Jesse said. "I've got a budget, a mayor, and a group of selectmen to deal with. Problem is, we can't be sure if Peeper's is dead. My department and the state CSU were only given clearance to go over the crime scene this morning, and the scene is a mess. We can't know if everything Peepers has done is to give us a false sense of security or if he's really dead. Pruitt looked skeptical. But he couldn't have arranged for the car chase and accident in your town. You can't hire someone to die in your place. It had to be him. I know it seems that way, Jesse said. But I think the accident was just that, an accident. If I didn't happen to return to the station house when I did, things would have happened very differently. For what it's worth, Jed, Kahan said, I agree with Stone. We can't assume Peepers isn't a threat. Pruitt stroked his chin, sitting back in his chair.
Okay. For now, we'll keep the alert on, and I'll assign the extra officers as we discussed, Kahan. But as soon as you hear anything from Paradise, I want to hear it second to you, Chief Stone. Break that protocol and I back my people off. Understood?
Uh-huh. There was another round of handshakes, but before Jesse was through the door, Pruitt called to him.
See you at the party tonight, Chief Stone.
Jesse winked and closed the door behind him.